Okay. Welcome, everybody. Let's dive into the first Av Melacha now. The Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos Avayin Gimel famously says, "Avos Melacha, Tarbam, Kotar Acha, Tazoreya, Ve'achorish, etc., etc." There's a bit of a machlokes, although there doesn't seem to be an afkamina halacha l'maisa, certainly according to any mainstream shot, as to what's the av melacha of Zoreya and what is the tolda of Zoreya. Because the Gemara says right here, the very first Gemara after the Mishnah, third line of the Gemara, it says, these five things are all malacha achatein. Hopefully we figure out what they meant. Zoreya is you plant a seed in the ground. Zomer is you, right? Remember, like in the parsha Shemitah, we're still in Shemitah. One of the few things that actually says before in the Torah you can't do is karmakalos tizmor. You can't prune your grapevines. That means when you prune a tree to make it grow better. I know nothing about agriculture, but I've been told that if you're growing grapes, it's actually very, very important to prune them, like it's necessary for them to grow properly in the cloud. And in any case, hanotea means planting a tree. Ba'mavrich, ba'markiv, mavrich and markiv are things they used to do all the time. Mavrich means you take a branch of a tree and you make it go underground and come out someplace else to be a new tree. And markiv means you take a branch from one tree and graft it onto another tree to make it grow there. Okay, that, for example, is coming up soon enough. Before we know it, is Sukkot, and all of the most important thing for an etrog is that's not morkav. Not morkav means they never took a branch of an etrog tree and grafted onto a lemon tree to make it grow, which would then make it pachal according to the way we are. No, hey, that. It's there's a reason they're choshe that people might have done that, because lemon trees will grow no matter how hard you try to kill them, short of, like a bulldozer. Esrog trees will only grow if they really, really want to and they're in a good mood and you do everything right and you're lucky and roll eight sixes in a row. So you understand, if you ever tried to grow either of them, see what I mean? But in any case, that's not our topic now. That's why a normal agriculture would be totally take an esrog branch, put it on a lemon tree, and they're close enough, it won't hurt anyone. Anyway, so that's what all our shkafas for are on our, all our shkafas on sukkahs are for. That's, oh, these are the five things. The question is, these five things, what is an av, what is a tolda? So the Rambam has a shita here. When it says kulan malacha achatein, the Rambam shita is that whatever the Gemara says is malacha achat, what does that mean according to the Rambam? That they're all avos malacha, right? That they are all avos malacha. What is the av malacha of Zoreya according to the Rambam? It is all five. Zoreya, Zomer, we'll do it in order. Noteya, Mavrit, and Markiv. According to Rashi, what does Rashi say on the Shach? What's the av malacha?
All of them
except for Zomer, and that's based on the continuation of the Gemara. Zomer chayim mishum noteya, vanoteya v'amavrich v'amarkiv chayim mishum zoreya, mishum zoreya, mishum noteya, af mishum zoreya. Right, so okay, so noteya, mavrich, and markiv are also called zoreya. Zomer is not also called zoreya. So Rashi takes that to mean that only zoreya, Noteya, Mavrik, and Markiv are the Av Malacha, based on how the Zomer is demoted later in the Gemara. What other Shita have we seen? What does Rina Hananel say?
One Av, three Toldas.
That exactly. That only one is the Av, says Rina Hananel. Also, I think they have the Mishnah on the side of the Rambam that the Ramach, that the Ramach, some of the Ruchat on the Rambam Torah, not quite as famous as the Raivin. Even the Frangel, I don't know, they usually print his ago. I don't think they have it here, but because the Mishnah obviously had it. So says the Rabbi Hananel, he says only Zoreya is the Av Malacha, everything else is Tolda, and it's just that Zomer is a Toda of a Toda. Could you have thought of another logical Shita? Could you have thought of another logical Shita?
Yeah.
What? Two. Which two would you have thought? Dorian O'Tick, they're basically the same thing. They're putting something in the ground. Right, that's what you and I might have thought. Okay, it could be that the Tosafot hold. It's very, very hard to know for sure, but the Miyuchat Laran and the Ritva, the name of his Rebbe, or the Ra, there are many Rishonim here who quote this, quote the Shita. So, well, the Shane Moro, I think it's Mori, and the Miyuchat Laran, right, the one who used to be called the Shita Ran, says the Rea and Notea. So there's four different Shitas. I don't think there's any other logical possibility. And what is the Avlach of what is the Tolda, obviously, part of the Rambam, the only things that are told, those are things that are not in this Gemara, like watering, etc. There's logic to all of these. Is there a nafkamina? I don't think there is a nafkamina yet. There's logic to all of these. Shita, obviously, Rabbeinu Hanan will just say, there's only one av. Anything that's not the thing on the list of the 39 is a Tolda. That's the way Chazal structured it. And the Ritva and the Ran would say, yes, you're right, only one thing is an av, but the Re and Otea are the same thing, just different words. Pashtus is, the Rea means you put a seed in the ground, Otea means you put, anyone ever plants a tree? Anyone here ever, no one ever planted a tree?
Moved one from the backyard to the front yard.
Okay, how do you plant a tree nowadays? And in the old days also, you don't need modern technology, do you plant the seed?
The old way.
Right, you basically put a branch in the ground. That's what Otea is. You put a branch in the ground instead of a seed. It just makes the process of growing trees much quicker. Like, I've never met anyone who ever planted an apple seed in the ground to grow an apple tree, etc. But so, man, basically, there have been kind of will say there's only one Av Halacha, and the Ritva would agree. You could just say that they're the same thing. They're just different words. They're the same mind. They're putting something in the ground to make it grow. Rashi would say, any time you put something someplace to make it grow, even if you're not taking something and putting it in the ground, that counts. And Mavrich is putting something under the ground, making it come up in the right place to grow. And Markiv is putting in the place where it will grow. And the Rambam would say, okay, just what the Svara, here the Svara would be only one action. Is an av. The svara of the Rashi would be anything that's like planting, any action of implanting something where it will grow. And the Rambam would say, even pruning is an av. So I'll make pruning an av. He admits watering is a tolda. What's the difference between pruning and watering? Right. Zomer is on the plant. Watering is not on the plant. That's the pasta of the Rana. I didn't ask him personally, but I think it's the far as very pasta. Any mitha on the plant to make it grow is an av, according to the Rambam. Well, told it would only be, as we've seen, like in the Parashi, something like watering, where the watering is not done to the plant, the watering is done to the soil.
I would say shifting were required in the district. Why would Rabbeinu Hanan not be Tea as an av?
That is a fascinating question.
Yeah, that is a missionary, that's it.
That is a what?
Definitely the mission.
No, because according to everyone else, because according to the Ritva and the Ran, you could say, yeah, the mission is the Ritva. The Ritva is the same thing. So the decided to say, okay. The mission is that a farmer growing wheat. To make those different things. The same thing. So you don't have to. Why the mission is so rare? If not, it's the race different than chaos. Then what's shot in Rabbeinu Hanan? Oh, aren't we supposed to learn the Oth Malacha from the Mishkan? The answer is, I'm not sure. I could speculate, but I'm going to go out on a limb because you really have to just check every bit of phenomenal. One option is that no one planted Atzei Shittim to make the Mishkan. Right, A, we have a Medrash, right? That that the Yaakov planted the Atzei Shittim after the captive wife of Mishkan, and the Jews were trying to mitigate. You know how long it would take Atzei Shittim to grow? How long did it to be? 10 amos? I mean, probably longer than the Jews spent in the Midbar. Certainly longer than they spent building the Mishkan. Many, many years. So maybe you would say, no, that doesn't count as left on Mishkan. They plant out the Jesus for the Mishkan. If they had to plant, it was too late. What did they plant for the Mishkan? They planted dimes for the Mishkan, might we see in mixed places. They planted other things for the Mishkan. They didn't plant out the Jesus. Maybe they planted incense for the Mishkan. It could also be. That's one answer. The other answer could be that maybe whole life is a typo and said that we really learn when pop. Okay, let's go with that. That's probably what Rabbeinu Tana would have to say to answer your question. Okay, now the question is what the Av and the Tolda makes no difference. As you know, both an Av and a Tolda are also Daraisa. The simple shot is that there is no halachic nafkamina between an Av and a Tolda. The only difference in Av and a Tolda is. There's no halachic nafkamina between an av and a tolda. The only difference in an av and a tolda is that everything's divided into 39 avos. If you violate an av or any amount of toldas in that av, it counts as one big avir and you bring one chatas. Right? So the only thing is an av and a tolda, the av and the toldas come together, bring one chatas within one av, really makes no difference. Chatas, no nafkamina between an av and a tolda. It's just interesting to see. What is the Av Malacha? Let's then talk about a little bit Nafkamina. What counts as part of this Av Malacha? What else counts as part of this Av Malacha besides what it says here? So the Rabbeinu Hanan on the side here quotes the Yushalmi, lots of things, right? Says the Yushalmi. I'll read you from Rabbeinu Hanan. Yerushalmi called Dover Shemakriach Aprichayim Mishom Zorea. Anything that makes the plant grow is Zorea. Anything that makes the plant grow is Zorea. Hamavrish, Hamarkiv, Hamakarstein, Hamazarid, Hamafasal, Hamazahim, Hamafarik, Hamashin, Hamaslia, Hakosim, Hatsach, Hamashke, Hamanake, Vosebotim, Chayim Mishom Zorea. Basically, all cut, any action you do that makes something grow is called Zorea. Therefore, Paskin B, Shmir Shabbos, and then we'll have to get into some of the Lamais that we deal with it, right? Also, it helps me cult people, Shahu, anything that helps it grow, and he brings a lot of these examples of Shalmi, fertilizing, taking away rocks that make it hard to grow. Pesticides, spraying pesticides, weeding, etc. All of this is usher. Even something like Asiyas Batim. What's Asiyas Batim, right? Like making a protective enclosure. That's what he says. You can't even spread curtains or anything around the plants to protect them. And that is considered part of the Malacha for the Oraisa. Of Zorea, right? So you would save them so they won't get burnt by the sun, etc. All that is, I assume people have real chamamot, greenhouses, sometimes you have to close the shades, open the shades. That's all part of the malacha of Zorea. Anything that makes a plant grow. In the footnote of the Shmir Shabbos, he points out that this is a bit of a chiddush. Because some of these things don't actually make the plant grow. They just prevent it from being damaged. Is preventing damage called malacha on Shabbos? That's a big fully question. Let's say there's something that's trying to ruin a malacha, and you prevent that damage that would ruin the malacha. But they often use the phrase, this is Mavriya Kari, right? You chase away the lion. I mean, you're not doing anything, just chasing away a lion that's trying to ruin things. That l'chora sounds like the case of pesticides. Pesticides is just chasing away the lion. Or making shade is just chasing away the hot sun. So here the Shmita Okasa, deals with it. And yeah, at a certain point, in the of herself, right? Like it can't be, what if someone's coming to put out a fire and I stop them from putting out the fire, that's a lot of mavir. If someone's coming to take my phone off the stove and I tell them, don't take the children off the stove, that's mavashel. Obviously, preventing something from getting ruined is not generally a malacha, which is why the Shmir Shabbos Golchata here quotes from Rav Shlomo Zalman, who says, no, only for Gilim Tamid Ba'avodah Shekazu. Only if, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, he limits this, he says, when is preventing damage considered a malacha? Only when that's normal agricultural labor, right? So it's normal to create pesticides, prevent damage, it's normal to whatever about a farmer, but all these things Rishon said are normal. So he restricted it to normal cases. He also, he says here at first, and this is the Shita of the Rotsvi Pesach Frank of the Har Tzvi, who says there's a difference in chasing away a lion that's already here, chasing the lion before it comes. Very subtle, less here, but not here. If the sun is already here, protecting the sun is malacha. If the sun hasn't risen yet, protecting the sun is not malacha. It's only called malacha. If the insects are already here spraying pesticides is malacha. The insects haven't come yet spraying pesticides is not malacha. So basically, there's this big chiddush in the Rishalmi. The big chiddush that even what they call mavriach ari, in terms of the toldos of Zareya, what are some issues with toldos of Zareya? One is, what about mavriach ari? Before it's in the Rishalmi, that many of these things just prevent damage, especially the the ways they used to get rid of worms, getting rid of bugs, pesticides prevent damage. There's no positive thing that pesticide makes something grow. Just takes away pesticides that might kill the plant or stop it from growing. Mabriachari, it seems to work on my own, on your own, right? You probably would have said that's not malacha at all. It's only malacha to make it grow, not to just save it from damage. But we seem to be Shami not that way.
How do we define pruning then if it's not a riachari?
How do we define what?
Pruning, meaning you're just making sure that the resources of the plant are going into these side branches you don't care about. You want it to grow taller, and you're not helping the plant with
your okay. To rephrase what you're saying in an annoying way, what you're pointing out is that it's very hard to draw the line sometimes between what is improving something and what is preventing it from being damaged, because the line is very, very subtle, even though sometimes it's very clear. When you water a plant, you are improving it. When you when you spray pesticides, you're merely keeping the pesticides. But where do you draw the line? For example, weeding or pruning is a very good question. Mike, I'm not going to draw that line because you know what I thought. But Mavriya Hari, we have some Shmir Shabbos Golchata in the footnote here. He gives us some limitation. Says the Shmir Shabbos Golchata. He says it is mutter if the that it is mutter if the Ari has not yet arrived. If the damage is not yet at hand, and then he quotes from Rambam Zalman, or if it's not a normal agricultural process. Okay, so these are two different shitas. He seems to be going down the both ways. How do you draw the line between what is just indirect things that are so indirect they're mutter, and what is considered modern luck of agriculture? When he says, you look at it technically. Preventing damage that here is really improving the tree. It's making it no longer damaged. Preventing damage that hasn't yet showed up, that's just keeping it the way it is. Or it suggests, no, you look at it more from the perspective of molecular professional labor, something which people do at work, even though it's only indirect, that makes it into malacha. Something which people don't usually do at work. If it's indirect, it's not malacha. So here we have indirect, not grammar, more indirect. Indirect that you don't even make something happen, you just prevent damage. Is preventing damage malacha or not? Here, the experience of the cost of the footnotes are just two litmus cases, a litmus test, rather. One, it's meant that if the damage is here, you're really improving it by taking away the damage. Damage is not here, you're not doing anything, you're keeping it the way it is. Or he looks at it from the side of the left, not Shevet. If it's something which professionals do at work, then even though you're just saving it from damage, that's malacha. If it's something which professionals don't do at work, is not considered part of normal farming or other malachos, than it is. This could definitely affect many other things we'll see throughout the year, because there he's putting specifically in the context of Zoreya, but one could imagine that this could come up in other avos malacha as well, and we might come back to some of these concepts. Now, let's just get back to one specific question about Zoreya. There's more in Moed Katan. What's the machlokas in Moed Katan, anyone? Robin or Joseph?
No.
Watering and watering and not pruning, but
weeding.
But weeding, right. Weeding. I think that's what you call for that fish, right? Weeding, take it. Right. Again, not pruning. Pruning is a bada, according to the Robin, even an avalacha, because you're doing it to the tree. According to everyone else, for sure it's hold though, because you're doing it to this plant. What watering and weeding have in common is that you're not doing anything to this plant, but you're doing something to the ground next to this plant that makes the plant grow. Either you add water or you subtract weeds, which steal all the nutrients, et cetera. So what about Menakesh Umashka Mayim was right. So here we have Machloket between, right, the very beginning of Moed Katan, between Rabba and Rav Yosef and who chimes in last? And Abaye. Right. What does Rava say? Right. Rava says, Mishum Koresh. What the Torah? But why should it be Koresh? Because what did it do? What did he say?
After the cargo.
It softened the ground. Right? It softened the ground, and at the heart, when you plow, you're literally softening the ground. What does Rav Yosef say? He said, if they told of the rea, because you make the plant grow. And what does Abaye say? Abaye attacks them both. And Abaye says, it should be both. That's Abaye both. Okay, how do we, Tosfos there said, that what's the machlokas? Machlokas, how do you categorize avos malacha and what's a toldo of which av? You look at which action of course similar to, or what the way Tosfos says here, I'll read you his lashon, the bahaki pligi, the basar maise, or the basar machshava. You look at the action is more similar to courage, because you are doing something to the ground. But the machshava is that in Koresh, you are trying to prepare the ground. You're not trying to make anything grow. Generally, you do Koresh before you plant anything, right? You're just trying to get ground that's useful ground. All over here, we're talking over something that's already grown. In that case, you can actually find Liz right. And therefore, you're trying to make it grow. You're not trying to prepare the ground. You're not going to do anything more than the ground because the plant will grow. Therefore, it goes by the sort of tota'ah, Maitha versus Tosah, and Abaye says both. Any similarity is enough to make it a tolda. Okay, how does, interestingly, the Rambam Paskin? Interestingly, how does the Rambam Paskin?
Like Rav Yosef.
He passes like Rav Yosef that it's the tolda of the Rea. Is that true? What? It depends how you read it. Correct. Very good. Depends how you read it. You were reading it like
Mishnah.
Right. Like the Mishnah, the a couple of the acronym. The one the Rambam did not necessarily confuse them. What is the Rambam paskin if you read him kipshuto? What does the Rambam say? Says the Rambam, Hamenakesh, etc. Reza told those Korish. Zareya, etc. Hamash gets Machavilanos, Reza told those Zareya. The Rambam says something which doesn't seem to be anything else. He says, Menakesh is the told of Koresh, Mashke is the told of Zareya. Now, you could say that he didn't really mean it. Really, he meant Paskin, like Rav Yosef, and he was talking about a different kind of Menakesh there. Very dark.
He tells us why.
What?
Tells us why. Because the Yap is the Karka.
He tells us why. Because the Yap is the Karka.
So different than.
What?
He's the Menakesh, Kedili Yap is the Karka.
Then why didn't he ever bring down the, if there's another kind of Menakesh from Yopi was talking about, why didn't he ever mention it in the entire Mishnah Torah? I mean, who am I to get involved in this machlokas? I think the shot of the Rambam is that he meant what he said, and he said what he, how did he paskin halfway between Rambam and Rav Yosef? Well, he's like paskin halfway, right? He paskin in this case like Rambam, this case like Rav Yosef. That's the, that seems to be the Pashup Shot. The Kesem Shulf, I think he's really the first one to say that he didn't really mean it. There are two kinds of Menakesh, but it's hard for me to believe that there are two kinds of Menakesh. One is mentioned in the Gemara. The Rama only mentioned the other kind and forgot to tell us about the one mentioned in the Gemara. Seems a little rough,
even though the Gedolei, Kaya Rambam,
popping away this, yeah.
How far do we extend those people in terms of your guys' mashal versus myself?
I don't know, it's a good question. It is a good question. What do you mean?
What kind of the Rambam said today that the Rambam then seemingly mashal, carried today over myself?
Here he says, the Yapa Karka, and here he says,
He was really positing, like Bosma says, like Rava, and he would, and if it's like the Maisa of.
First of all, the Rambam doesn't have to tell an hour. The Rambam doesn't have, the Rambam could say, no, look, both of them, as a body pointed out, both of them makes the ground a little softer, better. Both of them make the plants grow more. Question is, what do you view as their main effect? And here, it's really quite reasonable to split the difference. If you look at the water's not really, the water, what it just seeps through the ground to the plant, really seems like it's more relating to the plant. If you look at the weeding doesn't actually have any effect on the plant. Right? If I pick weeds, that doesn't make my plants grow better directly. If I pick weeds, it doesn't make the plants, what does it do? It makes the karka stronger than the nutrients, and then the karka has more nutrients to give to the plants. When I think of water, I wouldn't say wet soil is better for plants. The water goes through. So I think the Rambam actually makes a lot of sense. It's intuitive that even though it's a chiddush, and that's why the commission, the Kesem Shulchan, wanted to deny it, it's intuitive to say the water just goes through the ground to the plants, while the weeding makes the ground more able to support agriculture. Now it has more nutrients, and now it's it's not taken away, it's not used up by these weeds. That's how you neural in these diet. Yomo, you want to say something? No, Michal, you want to say something? Okay, anyway, the Rambam has a fascinating thought of the Rambam is that Menakesh is Korej and Mashke Mayim is Zoreya. Did we see any other Rishonim who discussed it, like quoted by the poskim? We know anyone else poskim on it? Doesn't. Not going to make it onto the dot of the Shulchan Aruch, but the. Give me a second, sorry. The Shar the Sharatzion in Shinlo Vovos Yukhes quotes the Orda Rua, who paskin like the Rambam, and then he quotes the Smag in Agos Maimoni, who paskin like Abaye. Okay, and he gives an Afkmina, which we'll have to see in a moment. So here is the Rambam and the Orda Rua. And here is what did I say, the Smag or the Smag? I said the Smag, and I got my money. Smag and the Agos, my money. They pop like a baye that Menakesh and Mashkenayim, that's right, are both Koresh and Zorea. What's the Nafkamina? They're both Koresh and Zorea, or the only Zorea, or the only Koresh, or if you pop like Rabbit, theoretically, you pop like the Yoke, theoretically. Okay, we'll have to. Matter of fact, we don't have to get to, we can discuss it now. That's the Nafkamina discussed by the Sharatzion here. What's the Nafkamina the Sharatzion discussion? Why is the Sharatzion bringing this discussion? It seems to be a very theoretical discussion. Either way, it's an Ifter Dor Rechtas. He brings in this discussion because, and what is the inside of Mishnah Berurah? Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Shim Lam and Vav, Kof Vav, Dematino. Samba, Machit as Roim Chayim Mishom Zoreya, Din Moel Lehatzmiach. The Gam Mishom Choresh, Shemar Piyakarka, Sofins Al Yidei Alekula. This is the Pshat of the Mishnah Berurah. Right, he says, we don't like the smiling, but I don't look like a body that you're Chayim Mishom. What's the Nafkamina if you're Chayim Both or Chayim One? Either way, it's not at all clear that you can bring two chassidus just to hold up two of us malacha. But we don't have chassidus nowadays. The Nafkamina is what the Sharatzion brings down. What if this could be my two Hoyon? Let's say you have a field which has nothing growing there. It's a field with nothing growing there. Are you allowed to water it? Are you allowed to water a field that has nothing growing there? If you say that it falls under Zoreya, then it can't be Zoreya if nothing's growing there. After you call Zoreya, if nothing's growing, what's the Nafkamina? Nafkamina is. Watering ground. With nothing planted in it yet. That is exactly, it's not my Nafkamina, it's the Sharatzion's Nafkamina. The Mishnah Berurah Nafkamina. He says that, Ulafiza, usually Zarkam, Kaka Shaina Thura. How about watering the Kaka? There's nothing wrong with it. If you said that that Mashu was told that it was Reya, Zoreya, then it would be Mutter. Because it can't be told of Zoreya, nothing's grown. Zoreya means making plants grow. There are no plants. You're not making anything grow, right? But if you say that it's a told of courage, all courage did die. I know, weren't there. Right there. And then it just says they were said promptly, and they do one from Mr. Ephraim, if I could also. But the ray of courage is done in preparation for to make the land good for planting. The whole difference is that Karisha is something you do to make the land good for planting. Zoreya is something you do to make plants grow. So that's an Nafkamina. Could be mice and Paul Young. Let's say, you know, I want to, face of an arc, right? We saw, I want to do Tilsi Dayan, and, you know, I'm in a rural place where everything starts. So I can't do Tilsi Dayan on a field with stuff growing there. That locked in my English drive, whatever I'm looking at, and it's the door right. But what if I find some place where they haven't planted anything? So if you hold like the Rambam, water is told of Zoreya, so it's only up there if there's a plant there. And it even has a deal. What does the Gemara say in Moed Katan? The last thing where my cotton is, it in our Hamanakish Bu. No, it's not. Where is this? Hamanakish Vamashka Mayan was right, the Shabbos. Ah, that's or last one was right. Bishabs, Bishamaya. Okay, yeah, there's lots of talking about like there's no dry water. Sorry, it's not shy, nothing's growing. But if it says Mishmur, we pop like the smogging of my money, what's that happen up in them? Therefore, even if nothing's growing there, I'm still making a good for growing thing. making a good first grown thing is parisha. So our high is a told of parisha, even though it's not, right? Because the Ria is not shy of nothing planted, but parisha in Shaya, halakha l'maisa. That's why the Mishnah thinks we're popping. He popped like the smaga, the goat, the money is like a baye, the maskana is more than it's both. Since it's both, therefore, even if nothing's grown yet, and I'm not doing any soreya by washing my hands on the ground, I'm still doing chorus because I'm making it ready for growing things. And now it's good for planting because things will grow better if you plant them now. And therefore, it's still a third back from Moscow to the Shartium. That'll take a question of Pisa Yusuzar, Gambikakash, Inazura, Imrak, Omedes, Lakarusha. However, it says one condition. Only if this is the type of land that's intended for plowing for agricultural use. Even the Mr. Word doesn't go as far as he could have said, it's harisha, even if this land is not intended for planting anything or growing anything at all. That part he doesn't know. It's not land that you're going to plow or use for agricultural use. Land that is sort of intended for this. So Lamaisa. That's the Psakim Mishavura Aster. Guess what? If it's Omedes Lacharicha, and I think that's what most of the modern day posts would say. I haven't looked at all the modern day posts.
Is Omedes Lacharicha a physical definition or halakhic definition?
No, I assume it's a social economic definition.
That's
all. Oh, then for sure it's not. All right, maybe he doesn't have it here. Let's see what he says here. Just picked a random book. He doesn't discuss it at all. Okay, what can you do? I have bad luck saying. What?
The Aruch HaShabbos is put from.
The Aruch HaShabbos is put from. It's not involved in discussing it, and they say the same thing in Mishnah Berurah. And they quote the same thing that are okay, not such a fiddish, right? They quote the same thing from the Mishnah Berurah. The king after Lahashto Kako made it like a Risha Ahmad Dain Aina Thrua. He calls the Mishavur, he calls the whole thing through my cotton. Pasta that way, put my bread. Yes. Okay. Sir. Yeah. The karka is omedet. Harisha, again, harisha doesn't mean they're going to be abstinent plow it, meaning that they are going to soften the ground and plant something there. So, halakha l'maisa, we popped in. We don't go so far as to say putting water on any ground is off there, but certainly putting water, even pouring water, even on ground with nothing growing, as long as it's someplace which is land which is intended for planting things there, which is that they sort of were preparing the ground for planting things there, then it would be usher. Okay, halacha l'maisa. Exactly.
Want to argue in the Rambam that maybe in a study with both Umar the Roma and Omedes the Harisha, then the Rambam said, and if you're mashka, then you're only things that were kind of, that maisa is more related to the Raya. But a field that's only omen the Harisha, even the Rambam is masking the slow gara from Sigrisha the Michale, at least the Harisha there, that you would be more than
the
omen.
I do want to say that the Rambam is feeling not so different, that's fine, but I'm loving it. He really also thinks you could be high in both. He's just saying,
Why wouldn't you be Chayim Shem Karisha if Lamait, you are the Merapa the Karka and it's Nichole? Why wouldn't you be over the Shem Karish? Like, why wouldn't you be over?
But they're arguing about the definitions of the Malachite. So you can't claim,
the Rama might say, that's not really stopping the ground. Not really like Karisha means you could change the shape of the ground, disturb the dirt of the ground. The Rama might just say that that's not Shaya Karisha.
Meaning it's like, even though it's soft, it's not at all a mice. It's like just not a mice.
It's not. You have to move the dirt. You have to move the dirt. It's just that way. Okay. Now, by the way, we'll see another naphthalene as well.
Right.
Naphthalene 1. There could be, we'll see naphthalene 2 as well.
The way Rami was finding all the chavishas in it, I left our regular backyard is something that would be overrun, or
well, a regular backyard.
Like you wouldn't have a backyard or grass there. I don't know.
I mean,
there's a chavisha.
So again, if you have grass there, then who cares? Then it's also it would only be a backyard that has nothing growing there. So it's a common backyard with nothing growing there. Probably is for people to plant things there. My son got inside, not in my backyard. You'll be a bug. But a regular backyard, you either have something wrong there or you will plant something there. He doesn't say you have to plant a plant there tomorrow, just to be omitted for Halisha there. As opposed to, let's say, you know, you can imagine, I don't know, there's an empty lot where they're building a building, right? So there, clearly, everyone agrees that winter is going to be dying there, because that's for building. It's not, or if it's just not abandoned. It's not for anything. But I think stone backyards are places where you're supposed to do Harisha and Bria. At least stone. Stone, obviously, when they're throwing the Shigah. My impression is that even let's say during a Shemitah year, where it's also do Harisha, still call land that for Harisha, even if. Right now, you have a technical reason why you're not doing it, but that's the type of land that it is. My impression is that's what the Mishnah Berurah meant is together, even though, you know, we're just basing ourselves on one line, but that's how we'll pop in. Okay. Let us, before we get into some of the nitty-gritty details that you've noticed, most of the nitty-gritty details of Zoraya are not really about what Zoraya what isn't, that we've sort of discussed, are more about these polyphenom of Roma and Havana and celebration, etc. But we have to learn a very, very fascinating Takira, a famous machlokes. Okay, who this the machlokes between? You know, it's machlokes between a lot of people. Almost everyone weighs in on this. So I brought down here the machlokes between the Rishaf and the Minchas Chinuch. Some people say it's machlokes between the Rishaf and the Eglei Tal. They're both right, Eglei Tal and Minchas Chinuch. But the Minchas Chinuch said it first. About the following problem. They had a problem. If I bake on Shabbos, when am I chayv? Am I chayv as soon as I put the bread in the oven, or only if it actually gets baked? Okay. Only if it actually gets baked. How do we know? The Gemara says many times, if I or anyone else takes the bread out of the oven before it gets baked, then I haven't done a malacha. Right, that's the whole discussion in Gemara, right? If someone puts bread in the oven, can I take it out of the oven to save them from kol shabbos, even if it involves some sort of we say you can. But so likewise, what would we say if I plant something? What do we mean to plant? I put seeds in the ground. I'm not chayav as soon as the seeds are on the ground. I'm chayav when they, right? That's when something happens. They won't grow all the way. They just won't grow a little, right? If you have a seed on the ground and you come back an hour later, nothing changed. But if you come back a couple days later, you'll see it started to sprout, it started to grow, it started to strike roots, etc. So the chora only chayav is shat hafrocha. Okay, the problem is that if I plant on Shabbat, when is the Hashrata? At least 3 days later, according to the most quickest shita, right? There's a big machlokes in the Gemara, how long it takes for food to be, for seeds to be mashrish, at least 3 days. So now we have a problem. If I can never do the malachos around on Shabbat because I'm not chayiv until it actually makes the plant grow. I must me out the plant, makes it grow, and it doesn't grow for another 3 days.
And put the seeds on Wednesday and the
failure on Shabbat. Then for sure I'm not chayiv. That's like setting the Shabbat clock in advance. Everyone knows I'm not chayiv by using beforehand that makes the luck happen on Shabbat. That is the machlokas, Beit Tol Meishamai, in the end of the first paragraph of the second Shabbat. whether I'm chayim on shmita of Caleb, I mean, maybe this isn't even funny, but whether I'm chayim is my property, just Nela doesn't look on Shabbos, and then we say for sure I'm not. We all set a Shabbos box before cooking, right? We all put food and then we put it on Shabbos. Well, that means she has a little detail.
Isn't it not a lacha that, like, on Thursday you're not supposed to cut your fingernails because they're going to go on Shabbos?
Some halacha is a good way of describing this. There is some sort of statement like that, which we're not exactly sure what it means because it doesn't make any. First of all, it doesn't make any sense because which halacha is growing fingernails anyway? Right, cutting fingernails, I can tell you which half malacha. But growing fingernails is not clear to me which half malacha it is because they're not plants. And also because we know you can do anything Thursday that'll make a malacha happen on Shabbat. So yes, there is some sort of mitzvah like that, and I don't know if I can find exactly where it is now. But me'ikra didn't we assume that's not the halacha? Me'ikra didn't we assume that's not the halacha? Because it doesn't make sense in terms of Hilchos Shabbos. Does anyone remember where this was discussed? And I think Reish Tama, but I don't think you're too late. Oh, yeah, okay. You're right. Look at that. Yes, so the Shulchan Aruch said you should cut your fingernails on Friday. And what does the Mishnah Berurah say? The Mishnah Berurah says, and there is a makor that you shouldn't cut them on Thursday because they grow again on Shabbos, and therefore it doesn't look nice for Shabbos. Nothing to do with malacha. Aha, okay, so it says Mishnah Berurah, the Yom Chamishi, again, I don't know exactly if it means it's halacha or not, but he says, Makpidim, they had a minhag not to do it on a Yom Chamishi, and the Mishnah Berurah said, because, not just malacha, how can it be malacha? It doesn't look nice. Now, there is another opinion that the Dershi will quote the Elio Rabba that it looks like malacha, but that's a big chiddush, and the Mishnah Berurah denies it, right? The Mishnah Berurah can't stomach thinking that it's offered to make them grow on Shabbat, l'chora, because it was down the different Shabbat clock. Okay, so getting back to this. So here's the problem the Afronim had. Any time I plant, if I plant before Shabbos, they can't be offered. And as a matter of fact, we know whenever, like someone would have said something in Shabbos, there's a day of the week you couldn't plant, right? That can't be. If you plant on Shabbos, it doesn't, I don't mean it doesn't fully grow. It doesn't even grow a tiny drop on Shabbos. It doesn't grow at all on Shabbos. If there's no growth of plants on Shabbos. There's no effect. There's no tzotzah on Shabbos. So how is there an outlook of the ramp? Good question.
Is it worth a lot of
work? Even if that's your kavana, but still, you also need a maitha, right? You'll need something. There's no effect. There's no tzotzah on Shabbos. So this is the famous machlokas between the Rishash versus the Minchas Chinuch and the Eglei Tal. Minchas Chinuch, I put on the Koroshi. The Eglei Tal famously says the same thing. Says the Rishash, we see from here that you're kind of in the lack of Shabbat, even if the Tosa comes after Shabbat. And what's an afkmina of the Rishash? If I put a cake in the oven as the sun is setting on Saturday and only bakes on Monday Shabbat, I'm so tired. So tired means the Midorah stuff. Tosa, if the Maisa is on Shabbat, even though Tosa is in cold, that's the Malacha. That is the Rishat, right?
How can you, Ichaya, or Zoraya, if the Tosah is after Shabbat? The Rishash famously says, we speak from here, Ichaya, Tosah is after Shabbat. And he says this would be true of every Malacha, all 39 of us Malacha. I mean, not all of them do you have such an obvious example. But cooking is most obvious example. If I put a cake in the oven and it's only on Shabbos, it's only baked up on the Shabbos, I'm still kind of processing the Makal Shabbos or Reza. That is the Rishash, says the Rishash, because he makes the new rule. What's the rule? He makes a klal. Chaya al maisa malacha b'shabbat afalti shahatot ba'a higia achar hashav. Okay, that is the analogy. You can imagine with modern day equipment, you can apply things. You press the button on Shabbat, and it doesn't end up doing the malacha for another 5 hours. That could be a very common thing. Well, that would be called out the right, according to the Rishat. We only care when the mice is, we don't care when the tooth side. However, what?
As long as it was tooth side.
As long as there has to be a tooth side, there's no tooth side, then here's the funny thing. I put the cake in the oven on Shabbos, then we make Havdalah. And now it's total let's say Shabbos. If someone turns off the oven now, I wasn't going to call Shabbos. Well, afraid, because it never baked. But if they leave the oven on and it baked, then I'm Mahalakabas Freya. Right, exactly. Both Shabbos, like Mahalakabas, we'll see Saturday night if it actually makes it or not. Okay, that's the Rishat. However, the Minchasino to the Eglay Kal disagree. Says the Minchasino and the Eglay Kal, they disagree. They say, no, that's not the Kal. The Kal is your only Chai for the Mice and Jonathan Shabbos. They say the Kal is Chai of Rosh and a mitzvah that has to fall. We're both on Shabbat. So, how then we're trying to do Reya? And here they just finish. You misunderstood, they say, the Tosah of the Reya. The Tosah of the Reya is not. Now, I understand the Tosah of the Reya, Tosah is going to play through. But the Av of the Reya, the Tosah is not that the plant, not that it grows. But that something is on the karka. That's it. That's the chiddush. The chiddush is the tosah of the av alechis morena eino hasrasha, meaning when it's roots when it starts growing. That means a little root comes out of the seed. I don't know if you ever like hide under the ground where they plant a wheat seed and look at what happens. There's like a seed, and 3 days later, a little like root comes out of the seed, and that's when it starts growing. Ella, just heyot havera b'targa, just the seed being on the ground counts as tosah. That's a chiddush because it doesn't seem like much of a tosah to me. But that in itself is a tosah. No, just like bonad, you take the right kind of rock and put the right place on the ground, being in a certain place is tosah. Being in that place, the Tosah. Even though it might not have the status of Mechubar Lekarka for all areas of Halakha, we're not going to go into here. We could spend a day. You know, he put a seed in the ground, it wasn't Mashris. It was through Mechubar Lekarka for, for Kinyonin, for Shmuan, Dovren, for et cetera, et cetera. We're not going to go into that now. And the answer is usually that's not considered Mechubar Lekarka. Nonetheless, that's their Kiddush. And why do they make this Kiddush? They say, well, we don't accept the Rishat, and the Torah says it's an Amalakha Zoraya. So therefore, we have no choice. Toward the same course, there's an Avlach of Zoraya, but Chazal had a sword. There was an Avlach of Zoraya. You can have two nafkaminas, maybe even more. Yes.
In the marker, that's like the in the order is sitting on a hard
look forward, even if it's on the carpet. No, not if it's on the carpet, the place where it can grow. That's ridiculous. But if it's on the carpet, let's say it's soft, wet carpet, and it's on the carpet and it's going to grow there, even that would be an envelope.
Doesn't
it show
that you can't be careful
now
that's
your season again? Yes, but the shot would say because when they sprout 3 days later, you'll have been without a child.
I'm saying
that
obviously it's above the ground. It's not like just.
Yeah, okay, correct. Meaning they have to talk.
Yeah.
Okay, now what's an afkamina? There's an afkamina in other Amos Malacha, and there's an afkamina in, which I already mentioned, and there's an afkamina in, and there's an afkamina in Zoraya. Obviously, an afkamina in Zoraya, but we're both interested in, but let's see a afkamina, right? Afkamina. One is, what if the you know, hipness past Latan or Bishavis, as I mentioned on the five already, the nefer, the Motse Shabbos, right? You put the cake in the oven on Shabbos, but it doesn't get baked till after Shabbos. That's an afkamina of what the klal is. Right? What's the klal? Not what's the rail. What's the klal? According to the Rishat, he's Kaya. And according to the Menkatina and the Egg Laital, he is Potter. According to them, the klal is you're only Kaya to the top of the Shabbos. Everyone knows that it's a saw of baking that has to be. How many does it have to get minimally baked? Right? We call it off of the recipe or something. The bread, we say, has to have a minimal crop. Well, that's the middle thing.
What does the Mishnah say that putting the pot into the tanor is the most?
No, he only said that about Zoraya, not about other Olam. Only about Zoraya. The Chiddush is only in Melechet Zoraya. That's the difference. The Rishat makes the call for everything. The Chiddush says, no, that's not the call for everything, but I'm a Chiddush in Zoraya.
Okay, so it's a really hot day. The person will put their cake, like to cook in like the sun, and it would actually like cook from the sun. According to the Rishat, both of them, well, like if it has the potential to actually bake.
Ah, so we'll get to that. Actually, strangely enough, that would be Hetzer Gomer. Because the special rule that cooking in the sun is totally mutter. Why is there a special rule that cooking in the sun is totally mutter? What does that have to do with a dud shemesh? What does that have to do with? You ever see these new things they have nowadays? They, like, if you go camping in the wilderness, like, how do you cook? They have these cool things that's like a little tube with all these, like, mirrors and that, like, channel the heat of the sun and you cook in it. What does that have to do with microwave ovens, which are like the sun in that they cook things, but they don't have fires? What does that have to do with induction stove? Okay, all that we'll get to when we get to Bavashel, which obviously will be a very in-depth Avalacha, which will take us a long time. But anyway, that's for now. That's a tangent. Just to whet your appetite. So that was a cool thing. Someone like mine would call for that. When we need to, we can Google it. It's this new invention. It's not like a year or two old, maybe two or three maximum. That it's like this tube with all these things that reflect and the rays of the sun, that you can just go anywhere and put like raw food in it and cook it without any power source. It's very cool. Very cool. Next time you go camping in the down a river in Africa, bring one of these. Okay. So, but what's an afkamina for us? An afkamina for us is everything. This is an afkamina quote, right? This is sort of the quote afkamina. What's the afkamina prati about Zoraya? Is the following case. What if, and this is discussed in Halacha Lamaisa, what if Hishlech Zra'im Al Hakarka, the Chazar Hildi Chaosam, what if you plant seeds and then you pick them up again? Kodem Ashrafta, before they take root. Meaning the equivalent of taking the bread out of the oven, right? What if you pick up the seeds again? Right? So according to someone finished my sentence here, according to the Rishat, what would happen if I put the seeds in the ground, I pick them up before they grew? I'd be potter and I'd do the stuff. And according to the Minchas Tinuch and the Egg Lital, I'd be cutting it, still putting it on the ground. They're growing is irrelevant. Okay, there's something that's got their growing. Maybe it's like a second malacha if they grow, but it doesn't matter. It's malacha, even if they don't grow. So this is a shemit. Why is this not mina? The Shmita Shabbos, which something you have in the base medrash, discusses this. What's the nafkamina?
He says the nafkamina is, should you pick up the seeds or not? Because there's a downside to picking up the seeds. What's the downside to picking up the seeds? They're mukta. So is it mutter to pick up mukta to save yourself from an if and a right on Shabbat? Yes. That seems to be like what's going to be more at the beginning of the Shabbat. It's mutter to do the malacha of the siyas apat, taking out bread, to save yourself from taking a Shabbat. Can you do mukta? Should you pick them up or not? If we say the malacha is already done and it's too late, then don't pick up mukta. If we say you can save yourself from a kotab doraita, it's worth picking up mukta to save yourself from a kotab doraita. Real life nafkamina, in the all too common scenario of a guy who accidentally scatters a bag of seeds on the moist ground on shops. Probably happens to you all the time. But you never know. You never know. It could be, it doesn't have to be scattered, meaning it doesn't have to be such a weird case. A guy is eating watermelon and he's not thinking whatever. He spits the seed mamish onto the knife, soft, moist soil in his backyard on Shabbos where it's going to grow. Should you pick it up? Right? What?
Because
so that case might be different. You're right. You have to come up with a better case.
Is the paper sheet the shop? I should have brought it up.
I randomly picked whatever paper looked like a nice color and brought it to the steer room. But in the paper sheet the shop, you can count the thin paper written about 100 years ago in Shalai, I believe, on Hilchos Shabbos. And he says in Zoreya or Gimel, he says, you know what? The mainstream stock is not like your shop. The mainstream stock is like the ugly towel. And therefore, he says, if they're not mukta, you might as well pick them up because Kappa and advantage is worth your stock. But, and then why not? But if they're mukta seeds, you should not pick them up because the Iker stock is like the mukta of the ugly towel.
To prove a little more that the Iker Psak, if you look at, give me a second, if you look at the Mishnah Brura, Shinlam and Vav, the Pata Nun Aleph, that was on my authority, he says, the Kata Oz, according to Chay Adam, the Tekef Mishanata Lamayim Chayim Abagav Delo Yatsmicho Elal Akar Kama Yamim. You're kind of right away, immediately, even though they will not grow for many days. Says your high take sounds like he's popping this my pocket. You're high, but you're high. We don't pray if you see the growth. If you're high, anyway, that seems to be the afra of the Mishnah Brura. That's the afra of the Shita Shabbos. That's the afra of most. That's the afra of Mokokim. The Akhra of most Pokim is, this is the Mishnah Brura, the Katan Gun Aleph, in the name of the Chai Adam, that's pretty Chashav. And this is also the Akhra of the Shvita Tashavit. And therefore, he said that Lamaisa, don't pick up the seed. If they are mukta, they're not mukta, so okay, what does it hurt to pick up the seeds? That's the stock of the paper called Shvita Shabbos. You can find the stuff downstairs. I'm sure it's an other Monday farm by now, like the Orchid Shabbos. Don't know. Okay. How about the mice don't pick up the seeds if they are mukta?
See. Can everyone help?
What? A shinoi in terms of picking up the mukta?
Not picking it up.
Yeah, that's a good question. It's a good question. Meaning tilted with gufo, let's say, which we're normally mako on for, okay, making it the mukta summer sign.
We'll discuss whether we're right or not.
What if you can remove the seeds without actually picking them up. I think you're right, but practically it's hard to get all the seeds up without actually picking them up with your hands. So I'm not sure how practical it is. depends on the case, but the way I'm envisioning it, it's not so practical unless you're going to do other walk-up, like beating up lots of dirt, et cetera, along the way, which isn't going to help.
But, yeah, isn't it difficult with the rest shot that it seems like every case would be on a thrust up base because you never know if
it's ever going to happen. So, yeah, we're going to deal with that. And they say there's a total of three fields. This is the dumbass thing we are. That it's only called a thrust up base if. This gets very tricky. Okay, like the answer is all of the line value, the strict number of fungus, is that since if no one did any new mass then, it would be a nope, that's called a thrust buffing. A thrust buffing is if someone you have to do something else to be tired later, but if you have to just refrain from doing anything and let the status quo continue to be tired, that's a thrust buffing.
Is that how I honestly is that how plan don't you need to like proactively get involved in order for this seed to take root? Did every seed that you drop on like automatic, if undisturbed, if it's not rain, you don't water it, whatever.
Again, taking roots on the means it'll grow into, but it'll at least grow somewhat.
Yeah.
So let's change this up for a second, because I don't need you to care for it. I mean, there's no reason why you pump it on more stuff to put it out.
According to the shop, you can just pick up a muscle count and avoid the whole issue. You know, assuming in a normal case, that's a good point.
Like 3 days.
That's a good point. Don't pick them up on Shabbos. If you pick them up on muscle count, at least you cost them a shot, so you can feel a little better, even though they're the minorities. I don't have them here in this couple of different cases. That's a good heart. Okay. I mean, because they don't have to read can't pick up on stuff for whatever reason. You know, they're gonna lock the game. But that's a good horror. Okay. I'll just point out one other machloket and show how we paskin. The Eglet Tal and the Minchas Chinuch are a little different. The Minchas Chinuch, himself says in the course of his discussion. You know, he said, this is not like a case where, like, it depends if you're a Kavanah that you pick them up without a problem. Even if you planted the Kavanah to pick them up in the Kapila, it's still an itch of all right. It's still putting it down on the ground. Basically, Tal doesn't go that far. Tal says, no. If your Kavanah originally was not to let it sprout, then it is okay. Because then originally you were putting it someplace where it wasn't going to grow. And that, seems to be what the Mishnah Berurah says here in the Shar Tzion on that aforementioned word. Aleph says, "Meir daf mon ramo." That the Mangan Avram says you shouldn't put your seeds into water for half a day. Like if you soak in the water, in half a day they'll sprout. Umemai rak not machachil mamurat until after you speak with that man. Well, I'm not an alman katz yom. I feel nothing. You must have some of my shaykha, tied up, Julia, Zorea, Boz, Asman. He says, when the Mishnah Brahm says, if you put it for a short time, it's okay. That doesn't mean if you like take them out, it's okay. It means you originally had in mind not to leave until it's brown. That's okay. That's what the verse said in the Sharif Theon and Bob. He also says a similar idea in the year Halakha in the Tef. At the end of Ibram Asalaf al Gav, he says that if you have a stack of, a jug of wheat, and what's the state here? Give me a second. He says if you're going to put a jug of wheat on the ground and it's wet and it will start sprouting. Then if you can put it for a few days, it's off there. Only month or even put it for a day or two. It also makes it sound like if your original Kavanah was to just, I mean, fair, let's say, I don't know, you have a,
not a bone,
then yeah, the tiny golem is right. But if you put it in front of the tiny golem and the chickens are going to eat it before it sprouts, that's probably mother. So too, if you put it down intending, meaning you put it down, just like you need something to put it for a man. I don't know, your hands were very full. So you have to catch a football so you drop your meat. I'll pick it up as soon as I get rid, pass the active football. Rid of the case, then that would be okay. And the same thing, not the same stuff with Mr. Brewer soon. Then Mr. Brewer soon, that. But as the Mr. Brewer, it's in the Shard Seal. But if your original Kavana was to pick it up soon, then it's mutter. So the malacha, yes, the malacha is putting it on the ground, but only if it's putting it on the ground, intended to leave. You put it on the ground, intended to leave it there, it's a malacha, even if it never grew. It doesn't depend on your original intention. I mean, the Kaskino could be more mocked than that. But that's what the Elikal says, and that's what the Mishnah Brewer. Okay. Let's just pause it for a moment, and then we'll get into some Shabbatara. Right. So it's the Kira. Right. How is the Rea Chayev? Is that the Klal is your Chayev? You need to solve on the Shabbat, or that you don't need it to solve for the Rea? The Tosad just being on the ground. The Rishach says, the Chayev is even the Tosad on the Shabbat, we only Chayev is the Tosad. And we don't ask that. We talk like the King of the Egg. The only Chayev from Lech Shabbat, the Chlal of the Tosad on Shabbat. Why is Chayev the Rea? So, because the Rea, not growing, once on the ground, that's the Tosad of the Rea, whether it grows or not. But the Mishra, the Egg, at least if you had Kavana to leave it there. Like it goes on the ground permanently. And therefore, even picking up the seeds won't help, which is why you can't be Yoha Mukta to pick up the seeds, not coming of the sheep of Shabbat. Now let's go to some Shofanar. Ready? The Shofanar discusses the Rea only in a few places. It's not that it comes up in a kitchen, usually, but let's start with Sif Gimel. Right? Sif Gimel is sort of half about Kotzer, half about Zorea. There's not a lot in the Beis Yosef here. We'll restart in the Shulchan Aruch then. Mocha Leilach Gabi Atzavim, Bein Lachem, Bein Yavashim, Kevin Shein, Mitzkavim, Lithlok. You're allowed to walk on grass, whether it is moist or dry, even though you might, with your feet, dislodge and rip some grass off while you're walking, because it is Ein Mitzkavim, Lithlok. It's a Dover Shein, Mitzkavim. Right, you're just trying to walk, you're not trying to pick grass. Although Oakland, you know, the people who eat in the gardens, right? Kiddush in the garden or meal in the garden, Asur and Litoli Dan or Torm, you're not letting the kill Shadayim on the grass. Shemashka something that waters the grass. Afi Shane Makab, and even though you're the Kavana, Shep Sik Resha, who it is a Sik Resha. Who was the photographer last year? What? You want to be photographer this year as well? Okay, can't take away his chazak. Okay, sick ratio. It is a sick ratio. These are both, I assume, the concept of sick ratio and dumping is counting is something that we are all familiar with, right? The Gemara says a few, many, all over Masechta Shabbat and other Masechtos. Dover Sheinim is counting. Right, do something as an unintentional side effect of something else is a machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, whether it is utter or mutter. We talk in clearly Rabbi Shimon and Dabar Shem is common as mutter. Dabar Shem is common as mutter, Dabar Pasha. That's why you're allowed to walk on the grass, because you're not trying to pick grass. However, Abai and Rabbi say, Moder Shimon, Bipsik Resha, Velo Yamas. What's Bipsik Resha, Velo Yamas? The most portion say, if I say it's a malacha to kill, right? Shochet, one of the 39 malacha, I say, I'm just cutting off the head of the chicken. I don't want to kill it. So that is, I say, I don't have any kavanah to kill it. I just have to chop off its head. So we say, no, if you chop off its head, how can it not die?
a bot that's going to die. What's the principle there? Whenever it is a certain side effect, then that's called secretion. That's utter even according to Shimon LeKuliyama. And that's how we pass in the Maitha. A possible side effect called Dovertin is Kaveh and is Mutter. A certain side effect is called secretia and is utter. Like, let's just give a great example, which is making certain assumptions, but I think assumptions that we Popkin like. If I open the fridge, and when I open the fridge, depending on the temperature of the air inside the fridge, it may or may not turn on the compressor, because it'll get a little hot air, and maybe that will or won't turn on the compressor of the fridge. That's Mutter, because Dovertin is Kaveh. I'm just opening the fridge. I'm not trying to turn on any machine that may or may not turn on. However, if I open the fridge and there's a light in the fridge, and when I open the door of the fridge, it for sure turns on the light in the fridge. That is called secretia, and that is utter. You know, this is all things that we know. So nitil shadayim in agina is a secretia that the water has to go someplace. It goes onto the ground and it waters the plants. So that's pasha that it is. Pasha that it's usher. Before we pasha that it's usher. What is the mission? We're discussing a few things here. Maybe we'll just start with what we already read. Says the Mishnah Brura in Chavav. That's what we already mentioned. What if nothing planted here, but it's here? Yes, but it's agricultural ground. Is it still often deal denying? That depends on this spot. Well, good. And Mishnah Brura was not there because it's in the forest, like the smog and the gunpowder. Mishnah Brura is the problem. Chavav, in secretion, the extra flow, you'll wear the gun. Right? It's impossible that it not help. Or the help make the plants grow when you water them. If you're eating in someone else's garden, which doesn't belong to you or to a close friend, this is the famous machlokas between the creation of the state from Ha'aruch and Shari Shonan, pretty much everyone else. Rav Chaim writes that the Rambam holds like Sefer Arach. The Rambam doesn't explicitly address this at all. Rambam doesn't even know the phrase the Gracious Nikolay. Okay, and he doesn't have to know the phrase. Like, it's not a phrase of the Gemara. It's a phrase made up by the Rishonim. But the Rambam never addressed it explicitly. Okay, we're not sure what he holds. Rav Chaim says that he holds the Gracious Nikolay is Mutter. There is one rabbi in Tinek who says that since Rav Chaim held that the Rambam says the Great Nicholai is Mutter, therefore the Rav asked like the Great Nicholai is Mutter. He also says the Yachid Ramah that maybe it's Mutter, and therefore he's Mutter of the Great Nicholai in his congregation. In Tinek, which changes many, many, many things in Halakha. That's not true. Bechora, at least one other person would have also known that if it was true. Hashtag is that the Rav leaned towards being more making of Segrishu and Nihalay because of the sheep of the Rambam, because of other Yukim. And we know that there are many posts when it comes to Segrishu and Nihalay, you know, when there's other reasons to be Mako, you know, in certain. That's basically a significant percentage of the Shabbat. Yeah, the great tool, Nicolay, I think it's called a little hotel. And when are we Makil? When are we not? Exactly the circumstances. So, for sure, it's true that we're Makil and Segrational Nicolay, depending on the circumstances, when there are other studs in the hotel. And maybe the rug is more Makil than others, not impossible. But to say that it's most of about people doing Segrational Nicolay, no one in Orthodox Judaism nowadays, except for only one rabbi, Paskins that. You can't be someone kind of Daf Yachid. So we Paskin, that's the Mishnah Berurah up here. Says the Harbi Poskim Otsum Gam the Great Nicolay Fila Okumavur Besop Sim and Shin Kapai and Sham. Okay, footnotes here too will be long discussions of the great the long Nicolay. Halakha Maisa, The general rule is that the great Shmuel Nicholai, the Sefer Aruch, says it's mutter, meaning he says kol hadavar she'eino kami. We say it's author, we say it's still called a shtick reisha. However, as you see, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't write that, you know, there's absolutely no credence whatsoever to shita the Aruch. He said, some people say yesh matirin, and Harvey Postum Ocean. There's a more minority shita the matir, more majority shita to the author, but there's credence to both shitas. And therefore, certainly some find, when there are other reasons, some Mahakal as well, we're making Amsik Resha Dil Nikolai, but not across the board. Across the board, we are Makra Amsik Resha Dil Nikolai. Therefore, you know, you have to come up with a good, what's a good example of Amsik Resha? A good example of Amsik Resha, but he says right here, let's say I am washing my hands in someone else's garden. In my neighbor's garden, and I really don't care how his garden grows, right? It's not Adushani Ovo. It's not like my best friend who I really, like, I want his garden to grow nicely. No, a lot of people don't even get along well with their neighbors. Let's say, or just a stranger. I'm washing my hands in a stranger's yard. That's classic to the great Shmuel Nicholai. The Sefer Aruch would say, a mutter, all the other Rishonim would say, utter, and we talk like all the other Rishonim that it is utter, so I can't wash my hands, even in someone else's yard. Interestingly, the Magen Avraham here, those of us in the room with the Hasidish heart, hopefully we should all have a Hasidish heart, will be warmed by the Sefer Zichronos. Sefer Zichronos is one of the obscure early Rishonim, which the Magen Avraham quotes a lot of Sfarim that we're not so familiar with. One of them is the Sefer Zichronos. In the Sefer Zichronos, he said, where does he say this? The Magen Avraham quotes, he says, what if it's a Jewish garden? He says, every Jew I love, what are you talking about? Would I want my garden to grow? Yes, of course I want every Jewish garden to grow. And therefore, it's kamocha. It's just, it's the same as me. So the same as the Chronos is very idealistic. He says that it's considered a Nikolai. In any Jew's garden, because every Jew I love is myself. That's what he says. Yisrael, Mestama Kola Nikla Fisham Hare, who over to Baal Pardes. Yeah, everyone is loves the Baal, the owner, because they have Lech Gamocha. And that's quoted in the Magen Avraham, who says, in which case, the only case of the Rachel Nikolai would be a Goyish garden. But the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham reject him. They say that's not Shad the Gemara. What about the fact that we all have nice, warm hearts full of Ava Citrel? Lachor, the answer is that even though deep in our hearts we're full of Ava Citrel, Lamaisa, the other guy's garden is not like my garden. Lamaisa, I don't care about the other guy's garden as much as I care my own garden, even though on some theoretical, deep philosophical level, perhaps I do. And therefore, unless I actually care, the fact that theoretically, deep down in my neshama, which is the full of Yahakulefa Kamoka, I probably, I want to do every mitzvah in the best possible way. But deep down doesn't count. And Helfa Shabbos is only what I really think counts. So the Maisa, it's only considered to gracious the Nicolai if it's mine or someone who I really am close enough to that I want his garden to grow. But if it's a stranger, then we don't assume Yahakulecha Kamocha is a factor in Shabbos because maybe I should feel it. Yeah, maybe for Ari Levine it was. But the Meister, for you and me, we don't really care if a random guy's garden grows who's Jewish. And therefore, that's considered segregation. Lo Michalei, either way, it's after. But it'll have some Nafkaminas. Yes.
Please do close the first door and learn himself. What would be the best mode of action if you can't find nothing?
if we assume, well here it gets a little tricky because the fridge, the problem with the fridge is that it's a secretion of the Nico Lake.
Maybe.
Okay, this gets into the whole question. What's Nico Lake, what's no Nico Lake? If I open the fridge and the light goes on. Now, if I open the fridge and the light goes on, Ora, that's Nico Lake. Now I have light I can see in my fridge.
What if you always like, what if you put on boots on the end of your fridge light off and then one shot of suicide?
I know there will be different people give you different answers about this, but that really has to do with this paper of the Bronos versus the Magen Avraham Mishaburah.
How Nika does that have to be the Nika, right?
Let me just make one thing clear. If I were to ask Shmuel, I'd say that the Jew you never met in Japan, if you had to choose, would you rather his garden grew nicely or not? Well, let's say, if I had to choose, why shouldn't his garden grow nicely? I have to be a nice guy.
That's not enough people think of it, right? That's not for Mr. Bruno. The fact that, theoretically, it would be nice for all Yidden to have all kinds of wonderful things, that's not called Nikoli. Nikoli has to mean I really care.
So then the question becomes, Ari points out, drawing the line, when do I really care and when do... You know, when does it really make me nichole, be an advantage? And when do I not? Like, for example, what if I open the fridge, the light goes on in the fridge? Now, there's a reason they install lights in the fridge, right? Not just to annoy Orthodox Jews. It's not like the anti-Semites who put lights in the fridge. It wasn't Henry Ford's assembly who first put lights in the fridge. The reason is because it's hard to see what's in the fridge sometimes, and it's more noah to have a light in the fridge. Now, someone will say, yeah, but if I have a good light in my kitchen anyway, my kitchen is well lit. It doesn't come enough to me. That makes no difference to me whether the light's on in the fridge or not. I can see just fine as it is. In my humble opinion, I'll give you my call, God of the dinner. It could be. Everything could be. It all depends on the circumstances. Clearly, there could be a scenario where it's not Noah. I don't get any benefit from having the light on in the... I don't get any benefit from having the light in the fridge. I mean, clearly, my main kavanah is not turn on the light in the fridge. That's why we're stuck.
Your main kavanah is turn on the light.
So weird. Case. Then there's another dog. The whole point of my kavanah is just to open the fridge. Question is, obviously, in the cabin, it's a big rate to the Nikolai, it's a big rate to the low Nikolai. My rule of thumb is, if in general, Western society, they design and sell something a certain way because they want you to have all the advantages, then in a sum, that's advantageous. That's Nico for you. If that's the way they engineer, design, and sell things, because that's what the customers want, then they're not stupid. In a sum, they know how to do their job, and if the engineers put the light in the fridge, it's because a customer wants the light in the fridge. So to me, it seems like the default of that application is the Nico language. Make them much, much more clever until proven otherwise. I would even go so far as to say, what about closing the fridge?
When I close here, it gets a little trickier. When I close the fridge, the light turns off. Is it Nika for me that the light turns off when I close the fridge? And I would say again, you know, so why is the light in the fridge just always on? Right? Because they know that the customer wants the light to go off when he closes the fridge. A, because it produces heat, right? That's bad for the fridge. Even the new LED bulb produces tiny amounts of heat, not as much as the old ones. And B, it wastes electricity. It's Nikolai. They're professionals who figure out what customers want and design fridges that way. That's called Nikolai. It's not my main kavanah, of course. But if they design it that way, then perhaps I'm going to assume that's called Nikolai until proven otherwise. Okay, what does that mean we should do? If we're stuck in, turning on the light, it's really hard. I mean, you really have to burden proof for you to say it's not equal. But yes, the engineers design it, the light goes on because they know what the customers want. But my situation is different than all the other customers because I have better light fixtures in my kitchen than all the other customers, and I have better eyesight than all the other customers, or I keep all my things in the front of the fridge unlike the other customers. But the burden of proof would have to be on you. It could be. But I think the burden of proof would have to be on you. Even when I close the fridge, I think it's definitely Nichole. You know, the Mishnah talks about Kotzal HaShemen, right? I'm saving electricity.
Right? There's such a thing as the need for me to stable in your plant. Is it a big deal? No. It depends how cheap I am. Okay, I'm not buying the best at saving electricity, I admit. But still, want to save electricity, even if I don't know how hard it is. So I think when a sum, you have to assume any built-in function is Nihole until proven otherwise, which then makes the shiloh of the fridge very, very difficult. Okay, maybe we'll have to discuss.
The built-in functions are for like the world, but they also have built-in functions that are just for Jews, like Shabbos, like we showed that the fact that the fridge is light goes on is not always Nihole for some of their population. For the Jews on Shabbos, it's not Nihole. It's so much better.
That's certainly the reason. No, Nikolay and more Nikolay mean five Telka Shabbos is it good or bad for me. Obviously, no Jew wants to be Mechal Shabbos. But that's not fair. The only thing that Shabbos voted is because of Telka Shabbos, not because physically it's Lom Nikolay. Physically, it is Nikolay. Sorry, that would be a good cop. Now, everything great is Lom Nikolay because Lom Nikolay have a luck on Shabbos. But obviously, that's not the halacha.
Exactly, but we will put a tape on the light so it doesn't go on, and on Shabbos, it falls off. So it was a little to the point where you
no, but it's still physically
it's only that I wanted to for the help of Shabbos.
So this is all a significant problem. Is there any, are there any hater whatsoever to these things? Okay, that's the figure. We might have to take celebration and give them all to figure if there's any possible imperium on these things nowadays.
Good.
What? Yeah, not everyone has a guy. You know, in Eretz Yisrael, there aren't as many guys as they were in. Okay, that's good. You know, although, again, this is not really topic of our shear, but. Keep in mind that we had this issue, was it last year, 2 years ago, that sometimes people were being a little too liberal about asking the goy to do things for them on Shabbos, both mitzad hilcha Shabbos, that, you know, in most cases you're not doing your lachem, and also just mitzad muttering the guard, meaning his job is not to be the Shabbos guy. Once in a blue moon for an emergency is one thing, but if you ask him too much, then he'll never do anything for anyone, even when it is an emergency. So you do have to be careful, both mitzad, helping them your lachem, and mitzad not making the guard too resentful about asking the guard to do things on Shabbos. Once you had a your lachem gabbai or something, then you would have to get advice from. But you know, certainly use judicious common sense, I would say, at the very least.
You would be the king,
give him in a long spot, you have to give him cash after Shabbos. That's the rule. If you ask a guy to thank you, you have to pay him after Shabbos. That way they don't resent it. And also it's a little bit of a disincentive to use it too much. Although, whatever, I mean, people can afford to pay the guy. So it doesn't make everyone sell out properly. Okay, fine. Anyway, I don't know what the minig is here. You know, you have to be careful with paying people. Sometimes people get insulted if you don't pay them, sometimes they get insulted if you do pay them. Depending on the circumstances. So you have to be miserable in that. Okay, Viker. So we're talking about Sikresha, Lonikole. So we saw a fascinating, it's not really, I don't think it's a philosophical machlokas that the Sefer Zechronos thinks that, you know, we love every Jew, and the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah thinks, no, we're like modern day people hate every Jew. No, they both agree that deep in our hearts we love every Jew. So we only love our friends, and you know, that doesn't, you know, we're not in such a madrigal. But yeah, we go deep in our hearts, or if we go by what we really feel, and we possibly go by what you really feel, and therefore a stranger Jew, or even a guy from your shul, but a guy you're not friends with in your shul, would still be considered particularly Nikolay, which could have some nafkamina that we will see. Over the next few minutes, perhaps. But we paskin lachumra the gracia delo nikolay, everyone in the world except for only one rabbi. Paskin's lachumra. Now, let's continue a little. Let's continue a little. The says the Shulchan Aruch. But you can urinate in the garden. Or why? Please put it in the context. Because urine does not make plants grow. You should know I don't know if there's any chemist or botanist or whatever their proper word is. The Mishnah Brura in the Bir Halacha here at the end quotes. Says, you know, the Chokmei Ekonomia, whatever, some sort of chemist or whatever, or whatever they are, says that actually urine is a good fertilizer. Adrava, against the Shulchan Aruch and the Rishonim, says, but the Olam is not Machmir, and then he brings the proof. He says, no, I don't care that someone quoted the scientist and said urine is a good, not the sum of the first trial, right? In the science, quoted the scientist and the first trial of the science, and he goes to have Shabbat, the whole thing called Kalkel for Shabbat, and he goes to the base of Allah and only other Halacha. He says he heard from the scientist that mirrored lime is actually good for fertilizing plants. He says, well, sure, but that's not our Masora. I tried to do a little Googling. You know, it's always hard. I feel bad, like when I Google science. Like, I just, you know, I imagine how I feel when some Amma Aritz, who doesn't know, like, which way to hold the Mishnah Brura, said, he knows the halacha is because he Googled it. So that's what I told science, put the science, but I Googled it. But nonetheless, it seems to be that even though there is some scientific validity, that urine has certain chemicals which are good for fertilizing, that's only, like, if you mix them and dilute them, like, the actual mirror by itself is very bad for plants. So we don't have to worry about the Ferris Troll heard from the scientists. We can stick with our Masora from the Shulchan Aruch that, yes, some chemicals in it in the right proportion might be good chemicals, but lamaisa is bad for plants. And then he adds, likewise, shar maskim, other maskim also are bad for plants. Water is good for plants. Other maskim are bad for plants. It explains the Mishnah Berurah. He says, for example, like wine. What do I mean, other maskim? He means mashkin like wine because it's very acidic. And the acid is bad for plants. Again, I'm sure wine also has some chemicals that are good for plants. But as a whole, it's bad for plants because the acid is probably bad. Again, I didn't check out this scientist. But he does point out that, give me a second, that drinks that are made with water count as water. Meaning Coca-Cola, I don't know if it's good or bad for plants, but better examples, right? Is for sure up there because it's 98% water, whatever it is, 90% water. But he means things like wine, which have a lot of, which you don't, I know chemically, Hashem put water into wine. We don't put water into it. And it has certain acid and other things that are bad for the plants. So other maskim are okay. This, Michal.
I'm not really into this halacha because I think there's a huge difference between someone urinating and then like someone urinating by cold hydrate, like it's mounted water. There's a huge difference between how hydrated the person is or not. Sometimes it's mounted water coming out versus sometimes it's urine coming out where it's mostly yellow.
Okay.
Just say it's so urine. If you literally urinate, I feel like that's so like it's.
This is a very good question. Maybe that's part of the first trial, right? I don't have an intelligent response because, like, obviously you're right, but does that actually make a difference at the end? Either way, it still has certain acidic chemicals. I assume in all circumstances it has certain, you know, chemicals in it and a certain amount of water in it and whatever. Look, halacha l'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah here brings a proof of shot that you're allowed to urinate on the ground of the Shulchan Aruch, and you know everyone would agree on the generation. Maybe we'd have to say that even if some of the urine has less acid and chemical, it might still not be good for growing plants in the end. I don't know. Maybe you could do some experiments. For now, I'm not enough of a scientist. For now, we'll stick in the focus.
When do you hide some flourish?
Great question. Okay, great question. Going back to the machlokas, whether watering is flourish or zareya, right? I mean, if you did watering zareya, then if it has too much acid, it's
that the rea?
But if it is korish and it is merely, where's my shofar? If it is korish and it's because it softens the ground, or all liquids soften the ground? No, don't all liquids soften the ground? And that is the stock of the good old Sefer Zichronos. The Magen Avraham quotes from the Sefer Zichronos. You should be matter even in other mashkin. Sefer Zichronos. Okay, why did the Sefer Zichronos matter in other mashkin? So the truth is that there are two reasons. One, he said, that he thinks wine might actually be good for growing things. He's not sure. But in Nifrish, we nizer and all machim. But then he said, in the Malach of Torah, she said, here we are. Lahatol Meir Glayim, right? Let's take Meir Glayim. That he doesn't think is good for growing plants. He says, Yishlut Mol Heter Deh, because he says a little different though. He says not that it softens the ground, but that it makes, when you Makol Meir Glayim, it makes a little indentation in the ground. Maybe that's also called Koresh. So I guess he comes from a different angle. He says maybe you make an indentation in the ground, maybe that's called Koresh. Here it's not clear what kind of indentation is necessarily called Koresh. If you look inside, he has two reasons. Number one, he said maybe wine is good for growing plants, maybe the acid is good for plants. And he said number two, making an indentation, the Ksav Sofer quotes him, is more along the lines, but are you? The Ksav Sofer right here on the slide says, Obir dal kol mishporish ikad demarpia ara, you soften the ground. Okay, I admit, if you look in the Sefer Zichronos, he didn't say you soften the ground. He says in the Amalek of Lareya, maybe wine is good for plants, and the Amalek says you make an indentation, maybe a gumo. But the Ksav Sofer quotes him, and the Bir Lacha also asked the question. He said, well, aren't you at least softening the ground? So that could be potentially, at least theoretically, that could be a nafkamina. Did you get everything on this board? Theoretically, maybe that could be a nafkamina, which is, what about Meirek Lyon? And Sharmaskim. What about Mary Glyne and Sharmaskim? If it was the Rea, then you would say totally mutter because it's not Matsmiach. It doesn't cause growth. But if you say it is that watering is flourish, that it softens the ground, then maybe here also should soften the ground, right? So, and maybe this is at least the way to put over close to the paper that grows. So fair. Post this in the dot of the hidden place in the dot state of the chronos, even though I admit it's a very dark dot because the state of the chronos actually didn't say it's talking to the ground. He says that it makes an indentation, which is a totally different part that might change the shape. However, there's some so far the thing, the Bir Halacha also. If you look in the Bir Halacha here, the Bir Halacha says, he says he asks this question. He says, it still softens the ground. So why isn't it Koresh? The Ishmael is what was the Mishnah Koresh. Rakei can do more with growing down thing. It's only called Koresh, softening the ground in a way that's good for growing things in the future. And here, it's softening the ground, but it's not good for growing things in the future. It's not soft, the same thing, slightly different angle. He says, look, when it dries, it's not soft. And until it dries, it's bad for plants. It kills plants. So basically, you have to say, but really, it's not enough. Right, almost enough. I mean, but it's really not enough. I mean, but and really, even the Sefer Zichronos didn't say it. That wasn't the reason. But really, it's not courage either, because it's not good for agriculture. It's only softening the ground that's good for agriculture that's Koresh. And if it's softening the ground that's bad for agriculture, So, Lamai's that's not going to be enough. Everyone agrees that's not going to be a problem. How about the other assurance papers of Chrono? That he says maybe some Mashkim are good. So, look over in that post for him. We think that says is Machri and Shabura in Sivkatan. In Sivkatan, where am I? Text. He says, that the man, wrote the Kahilish Nizer, the safest according to another Mashkim, the Eliora right, that strong wine, there's no means to be Nizer at all. Basically, he accepted a little bit of the safer the Chronos. If it's not very acidic, it's fine. It's good to be Mashkim the Kahilish. If it's not very acidic, you should be Mashkim the Kahilish. But if it's very acidic, then he's Mako even the Kahilish. Bottom line, what do we say about Shar Mashkim? According to the Akra of the Mishnah Brura, Halakha L'maisa, Shar Mashkin, we say, May Raglayim and Yayin Chazak is Mutter Legamre. We don't worry about porridge because even if it's off of the ground, it's not good for agriculture. We don't worry about making plants grow because it's not going to make plants grow. Too acidic. Starmaster, that's where the tape is. The corner was not here, and the money from is not here because maybe it does when plants grow. What if it's wine that's not so public? Right? What if it's Muscat and Dati? Or grape juice or orange juice, etc. Maybe orange juice is acidic. I don't know. You have to find it. Then we say mutter. But what's the lotion of the the Sefer Zechronot was worried that maybe things can grow. And then everybody says, this is Lashon, he posts the Magen Avraham. Give me a second. He says, Roy Lee Zahir. Roy Lee Zahir is a Kapiba. But how about Mayim and Mashkim? Hakola than Mayim. That's Mutter. Water or things that are made from mixing water and other things is Oscar. Yeah, that's a rule of thumb. Again, it's fine to tell me that Coca-Cola, even though it's made with water, the other things are so bad that it, you know, kills anything, then I'll say Coca-Cola doesn't count as something that's water. But as a rule of thumb, anything with water or with water in it, like most things you buy in supermarkets that are, you know, concentrate water or concoctions, we would say it's totally Oscar. Other beverages that are not water, the Shokanara is made no, but it's properly digital like a few looks. I'll be modern time. Some of them really are good. Apple juice really I think is good. Although yes, I'm just fine. Things are formally acidic, then we're not modern at all because that's bad for plants. Again, I haven't checked out. I don't know how much you can Google whether wine is good for plants or not. I know draw on drawing wine is good for plants or not. But you know, it could very well be we'll accept the mission that it's not. Okay, what else did we want to say here? That's it for now. What we didn't get to yet is yes. Rama. That's okay. You're right. We have to discuss Rama. Before we, let's just make sure that I'm not missing anything else. Let's do the Rama. Says the Rama. Don't eat in your garden at all. In Mishnah Shem and Mayim, if you're using water, to the Koshi Shem and Mayim, it's very hard to be nizer not to spill water. Now, again, he doesn't mean it's hard to be nizer not to accidentally knock over with your elbows. If you do that, that's the Dabashayim Miskave and that's Misate. It means it's hard to remember that it's Shabbos to not like say, oh, here, let's fill this on the ground because I don't need it. So that is the Ramah. According to this Ramah, what would it sound like? You're just not allowed to have a Kiddush or a meal or et cetera in your garden. Or a Sukkah. Okay, is that what's the Minigolem?
Not have it under.
The Minigolem is everyone has a Kiddush in their garden. Right, and you put your foot in the garden, etc. So, what's shot in the Minigolem?
So, you know, we're not those mean type of people who just say, ah, what's Shabbat Minigo? Olam, the Olam is a Goylam, and they're all stupid, and they're all over Yonim. That's not our Hashkafa. So what's Shabbat Minigo? Olam, so I looked around, and I found in this Sefer, you know this series, Rabbi Simcha Bonim Cohen, a great series. In his one on Shabbos home, he defines home very broadly. It starts with the Rea Hori, you know, whatever. Let's call it the Shabbos homestead, or the Shabbos home, etc. In the Shabbos home, he discusses it, and he has a great diuk. What's his diuk? One second, let me find it, and with this we will end. Give me a second. Let's find it. Here we here someplace. It's definitely here someplace. And where is it? Did I write where it was? I'm sorry, give me half a second. I wrote that it was in the Sefer Shabbos home. Where is it in the Sefer Shabbos home? Yeah, okay. You might just have to here it is. The last footnote in Borea. Serving drinks outdoors is permitted to make kiddush outdoors on Shabbos. However, care must be taken not to spill water or drink onto the grass. Okay, but why is it permitted? Isn't that against Rama? So he said, Rama quotes the Sefer Truma that you shouldn't do it at all. And the Ora, it sounds like you can't have a kiddush on the lawn. But the MS. The MSC Shlomo said, first of all, if it's not your lawn, then it shouldn't be a problem. It's a ritual Nikolai. And we're not going to say, oh, just be careful not to come on to a ritual Nikolai like that. Okay, but it's my lawn, or I eat in the sukkah, or I eat my family lawn. He says, but what if it's my lawn? He says, then I looked inside the paper of Truma and look at the lawn. The lawn of the paper of Truma was, that you have to worry about washing the cups and doing the tefillah shadayim and pouring when you want to drink, doing a lot of things. And look at the lashon of the Ramah. In yishtamish tamim mayim. What do you mean yishtamish tamim mayim? He doesn't say nishtu tamim mayim. Yishtamish tamim mayim. It sounds like just drinking. You do have to be careful not to like spill it on the ground. You know, sometimes when you're like cleaning up the room, if it wouldn't be Shabbos, what would you do? You would take all the half drunk cup there, one left, pour them on the ground, and that would make it easier to clean up. So you do have to be careful about that. But it sounds like if you're just drinking from cup, and there's one mistake you can make, that's not enough for the Ramah to say, the Sefer Truma, that we should be Machra Legamri. It sounds like only if you're also washing with water, like Nisilas Yadayim, like maybe you could do. But if you go into the house of the thing for Nisilas Yadayim, then this minug of the Ramah, based on the Sefer Truma, wouldn't apply. And then he quotes a whole discussion. He looks at the last footnote 51 in Perek 15, which is the Perek, first paragraph, volume 2, of volume 2, page 244, footnote 51. But he's machria there that you have to be indicted and lost in the Ramah, only from a shtamish mayim, not if you're soaked there, mayim which are mashim. And therefore, as long as you don't use water for washing hands or anything else, and you're only using water and drinks for drinking, then this Ramah would not apply, and you'd be allowed to have a kiddush, and that's not the Minhag Olam. So we always like to not the Minhag Olam, so we pop like the Shabbat home. The Ramah only applies if you're also using water. If you're only drinking water, then the Ramah did not need to be Machmir, and you're allowed to have a kiddush in the garden, which is Ma'itim Kol Yom. Okay, we'll talk more about the Grama implications of the Reya Mir Sashem next time. So to be continued.
Yeah.